Welcome to the Budget Divas podcast. We have real discussions about all things budgeting and how you can win with money, even if you're a natural spender and drawn to shiny objects like me. I'm your host, Jen Trinidad. I'm mom and wife who is passionate about living my best life on a budget that doesn't freak out my bank account. Budgeting is not just a numbers game. It's about changing your mindset about money and getting focused so that you can tell your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. Today we are talking about what to do when you feel overwhelmed by that dreaded B word, budget. First of all, I want to congratulate you because you've made a decision to take back the reins of your finances and control it instead of letting it control you. Our world is filled with information overwhelm. When you Google anything, any topic at all, you will come across hundreds of websites giving you tons of information. Should we save for a house first? Should we continue to contribute to our retirement? Should we live off the grid and under a rock until our debt is paid off? We were in this scenario too. I remember having this conversation with my husband when we first started budgeting. The interest rates were really low and all of our friends were buying a house. I remember scrolling through the real estate websites just infatuated with the idea of owning a place we could call home. But then I heard this little voice on my shoulder say, "Focus on one thing at a time." Because if you try to juggle too many plates at once, you know what happens? Those plates will come crashing down. It won't be pretty, it won't be music to your ears, you'll be left with a mess to clean up. So in the back of my mind, I tried to justify it. But I need a house. It makes sense to buy when the market is good. But I need to save for my kids' college. And then I need to save for retirement. And then I need to be debt-free. So being the nerd that I am, I made a mock budget. If I saved this much per month for a house down payment, it will take X amount of months until we can get a house. Then the remaining can go to debt. So if I allocate this much, I will be debt-free in about 7 years. Then I need to save for my kids' college. Okay, so I can do this much per month and then he'll have X amount by the time he heads to college. Oh wait, I still need to put in money for food, current housing expenses, maybe a date night once in a while, gas for our cars, and wait, did I say food? So it was so overwhelming that all I wanted to do was curl up in a corner with a bag of Doritos and take a nap. If you can relate, let's scratch all of that. The trick is simplicity, focusing on one thing at a time. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, don't worry. I'm going to give you 3 tips that you can start doing right now. Number one is to know your numbers. When I listen to the Dave Ramsey show, most of the callers do not know their numbers. He will ask, "How much is your income?" or "How much is your house payment?" and most people don't know. If you can relate to this, that's okay. Start with calculating your income. Look through your bank statements and see how much you get paid every month. This is not your gross income. We want the number that hits your bank account after your company has taken out taxes, insurance, and anything else that comes out of your paycheck. If you're married, you'll need to know what your spouse brings home as well. And do you have any extra income? Rental income, child support, alimony, money from side hustles? All of this counts towards your monthly income. Your fixed expenses is your rent or mortgage, car payment, childcare, utilities, phone bill, and internet. Any bill that you pay on a regular basis that is an absolute must. We are not counting in food expenses yet because that can range from month to month. We also didn't count any extracurricular activities. We just want to know how much it costs to keep our lights on and a roof over our heads. I did include phone and internet in here because for most of us, we are working from home or have virtual school for our kids. Now that you have the number for your fixed expenses, you're going to minus your fixed expenses from your income. And this is the number that you have left over every month to spend on food, clothing, and miscellaneous expenses. For example, say you have $2,000 left after you've added your income and minus your fixed expenses. Great, now you can plan on what to do with that money moving forward. So the second tip is to live on less than you make by simplifying your budget. You are going to add up all those extra expenses that vary from month to month. This includes entertainment, dining out, groceries, memberships, subscriptions. When we made that first budget, we had so many things coming out of our budget. Our list of expenses was super long and super overwhelming. When you have expenses like cable, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, HBO, gym memberships, and various subscriptions, it is hard to even look at your budget because it's so cluttered. So we decided to simplify our budget. We cut out all the expenses we could live without for now. We told ourselves it was only temporary and that once we were in a better financial position, we could get those things back. So these are some of the things that we cut out. DVR at $14 a month. We don't pay for cable because it's included with our maintenance, so paying $14 a month for DVR doesn't seem like that much. But it was an expense that we could live without because we hardly watch cable TV anyway. And when we do watch something, we have Netflix and Amazon Prime and can always find something on there. Number two is Ipsy at $12 a month. Ipsy is a makeup subscription where you get high-end and drugstore products to try every month. I loved getting new makeup products each month, but I just wasn't using it fast enough because I work from home and only use makeup on the weekends. So even though I loved this subscription, it just wasn't worth paying the fee every month for makeup that would sit in my makeup drawer for months at a time. The third thing that we cut out was piano lessons at $150 a month. Our son Brandon had been taking piano lessons since he was 10 years old and loved it. He was super dedicated and really good at it. But as he entered high school, he was getting more and more involved in school activities and just didn't have the time to practice anymore. So we kept it for a while, but because he was also involved in band activities, which also costed money, we had a talk with him and asked him to decide which one he wanted to do. We couldn't afford the piano lessons and the band fees. So in the end, he chose to stay in band and to give up the piano lessons because it was something that was more important to him at the time. And the last thing that we gave up was a gym membership at $50 a month for my husband. This was really hard for my husband because he loves to go to the gym and exercise with other people. I'm a homebody, so I just worked out at home with free YouTube videos or would exercise outdoors, so that worked for me. But for him, he liked being in that environment with everyone working out with him. So it wasn't the same working out with weights at home, but it was only for a little while so that we could get a handle on our budget. And eventually, when we started making more income and getting better with our budget numbers, he was able to go back to the gym again. Food is also a budget buster. You would think that you only need $300 of food per month, but if you were previously spending $800 a month, $300 is not going to work. You'll be busting your food budget in no time. But hopefully, you've already identified some expenses that you can cut out for now and use some of that money towards your food budget. One of my favorite YouTubers is Jordan Page, founder of FunCheaperFree.com, and she recommends spending $100 per month per person. So if you are a family of four, that means that your food budget is $400 per month. And this includes your groceries, household items, pet food, toiletries, anything that would classify as your groceries. But when you are first starting out, cutting it down that drastically could make you want to quit. I mean, if you are going from $800 a month for a family of four down to $400, you're probably hitting it a little too hard. So it's kind of like when I decided I was going to cut out carbs from my diet for a whole month. Guess how long that lasted? Not even one day. So I started small. I started cutting down on the sugary snacks, then bread, then rice. And over time, my body got used to not consuming that many carbs. The same goes for your food budget. Start by cutting it down by $100. So if you're a family of four and were previously at $800 a month, start by cutting it down to $700, then $600, until you get to a good number that works for you. As a family of three, there is no way we can survive on $300 a month for food and household items. Hawaii is really expensive. So $400 a month is our magic number, which again includes our groceries, household items, and any personal items that we would find at the grocery store. And number three is to save $1,000 in your emergency fund. Before you start trying to pay off debt, save for a house, save for your kids' college, and save for your retirement, the first thing you need to do is save some money for those unexpected expenses. If you are familiar with Dave Ramsey's baby steps, the first step is to save $1,000 as your baby starter emergency fund. Dave says that having $1,000 as your starting emergency fund serves as a buffer so that when you have a car repair or need to take your pet to the vet, you won't be busting out your credit cards and getting further into debt. We all know that $1,000 is probably not enough to cover a big emergency, like a major car repair or a big medical expense. But if you don't have an emergency fund to begin with, start with $1,000. Because like Dave says, it's not if it will rain, it's when it will rain. Sooner or later, you will be hit with an unexpected expense. We had our fair share too. We had unexpected dental expenses. We had to buy new tires for my husband's car. And when my car couldn't start, I had to replace the sensors, which cost about $900. It wasn't fun paying all that money, but because we had our emergency fund, we just paid it and moved on. So those three tips are, number one, to know your numbers with your income and your fixed expenses. Number two is to live below your means by simplifying your budget. And number three is to start a baby emergency fund. So I hope these three tips help to lessen the overwhelm and provides a clear guide on what to do step by step. Until next time, have a great day and keep moving forward one step at a time. Alright, that's all the time we have today. If you're enjoying the Budget Divas podcast, please subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and be sure to share this episode on your favorite social media network. And if you want more resources like this, please visit my website at budgetdivas.com.